Lesson 10, Murder in Chicago, Part 2. Chief Detective Jerry White is in charge of the case. Detective Sergeant Garcia is his assistant. They're in the Miller study. Where is everybody? They're all in the living room. Reyes is with them. What do you think? It could have been any of them, couldn't it? Nobody seems very sad. It might even have been all of them. Yeah, Miller wasn't exactly popular around here. Nobody liked him. But it could have been an outsider. No way. It must have been one of them. Let's look at the evidence. It seems to me that everybody has a motive, and nobody has an alibi. They all say they were alone when it happened. Yes, and there are no fingerprints on the gun. Victoria Miller? It couldn't have been her. Why not? Well, she's in a wheelchair. She can't move very fast. Anyway, they've been married for 30 years. It just couldn't have been her. Most murders are committed by someone in the family, and that door goes into her room. Right, but it was locked. Doors have keys. But why would she want to kill him? Alison Barrett is a very attractive young woman. We don't know what was going on. She might have been jealous. But he was over 60. He was old enough to be Barrett's grandfather. Yes, but he was a good-looking man, and very rich and powerful. Nicholas Scott? What about Scott, Garcia? He's a weird guy. I've been thinking about that. It couldn't have been him. Why not? Well, why would he need to shoot 5 times? He was a champion marksman. He could have killed him with 1 shot. Maybe he did, Garcia. Maybe he did. I don't follow. There are lots of things you don't follow, Garcia. Maybe he's smarter than he looks. But there's no motive. There might have been. I mean, there was the scandal with that land development company. But he was down by the pond. So? He could have shot him from the trees and thrown the gun into the room. Oh, yeah. Do you really think so? I don't know. It's just a theory.